Sheffield Farm, hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, 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 yes. It's the game Guess Who. And your host is Sheffield Farm, who also bring you that delicious new Sheffield cream cottage cheese and other fine dairy products. And now let's give a warm welcome to our genial Sheffield Quizmaster. So, hide your eyes, men. It's the Queen Mary backing into her slip. I beg your pardon. My mistake. Here he is, Happy Felton.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Joe Ripley. Welcome, friends, to Sheffield's Guess Who Party here at Madison Square Garden. My, my, there must be about 18,000 eager faces watching my every move. Feels just like a fan dancer. The reason we hired the biggest hall in New York for tonight's Guess Who Party is because so many of our fans won in a contest we broadcast several weeks ago. We played a recording of the voice of Arthur Godfrey and asked our listeners to guess who, and guess what? They did. And here they are, thousands of them, swarming in here like ants. Let's see, there's Aunt Lucy, Aunt Ada, Aunt Sadie Hertz. And so now we're ready to have fun with as many contestants as possible within the next half hour. And later on this evening, in appreciation of the fabulous response to our contest, some lucky contest winner is going to drive away a brand new Ford, fully equipped by Ralph Horgan, your New York Ford dealer, and ready to go. By the way, we hope to have that lucky person on next Saturday's Guess Who broadcast. And besides that, we're giving away an RCA television set, some Garrod radios, some Lewitt radios, and oh, just oodles of boodle. Frank Fay, Bert Lahr, Dorothy Kilgallen, Phil Bredor, just a few of the many celebrities who are going to drop in here after the radio show and play Guess Who right here in Madison Square Garden. And as always on Guess Who, we remember our servicemen. We have quite a few servicemen here from various New York hospitals, and I want to thank the lovely Red Cross ladies for bringing them here. I wanted to give a wonderful gift. Thank you. Oh, we have lovely people here tonight. I wanted to give a wonderful gift that I thought the servicemen might appreciate, but Harry James wouldn't let me have her. Now it's time to go on with Guess Who, the game where 10 contestants are going to hit that line like a fat lady rushing into a bargain sale. We're going to play some recorded voices, and they'll try to guess them. A winning guest puts the squeeze on our Sheffield towels for 10 silver dollars, and a losing guest wins only two little old sniveling, sniffling, sniveling dollars. But either guess is signaled by dollars, by golly, the sweetest music this side of Ebbets Field. All from good old Mr. Sheffield. Bless his cute little heifers. Oh, but money, money, what's money? Frankly, I hate money. Only reason I keep it around is just to kind of quiet down my nerves. Sometimes I look out at my wonderful Guess Who audience and I get an uncontrollable urge to give them all the money I have. Unfortunately, I get those urges on Saturday and the bank's closed. I can't do anything about it. But in addition to money, we have an alarm clock set to ring when some contestant at the microphone least expects it. Then what happens, Joe? What do they win?
Happy, they win a beautifully styled Waltham wristwatch, the first American watch, the watch that keeps time beautifully.
Yes, sir, a beautiful Waltham with an American movement. Last week, the watch was won by a very pretty young lady. She had an American movement, too. But in addition, tonight at the end of the contest, all the contestants will get a chance to kick over our big Sheffield milk payola, the big milk bottle which contains $100 so far, and more will be added later. But right now, here comes Joe Ripley and Howard Tings.
Howard Tings? Not bad. Howard Tings with you, Joe. Oh, happy. I have our first contestant here at the microphone.
Who is it, Joe?
Meet Mr. Arnold Fallon of Elmhurst, New York.
How are you, Arnold? What do you do for a living, Arnold?
I'm a production manager.
Will you step in closer to the microphone?
Production manager for Consolidated Laundries.
Consolidated Laundries.
Right.
How are things? Nice, clean business?
Very clean.
Very good, huh? Do they take many buttons off out at your laundry?
Not any.
They don't take any? I'm going to try it once, brother, and you better not be kidding me. You know that. All right, Arnold, is this your first visit to Madison Square Garden?
It is.
You've never been here before?
Well, I've been in a garden before, but not at
Well, what have you seen at the garden before?
Boy, I've saw some boxing matches and wrestling matches.
Well, in just a few moments, we're going to play a recording made by a man who has made many appearances here at the Garden. I sure hope you will be able to guess who. By the way, is this the first time you've ever been to Guess Who?
First time.
Most people have favorite radio programs, and Guess Who's the favorite quiz program of everyone except the parents of twins. Their favorite's Double or Nothing. Now, Arnold, undoubtedly you're one of the winners because we picked a red ticket to pick you. You heard us that night and wrote
right in?
All right, Arnold, here's your chance. Let's play the famous game Guess Who. Here's the voice of a man that everybody loves, especially New Yorkers. Remember, he appeared here at the Garden many times. There's 10 of those silver, shiny dollars from Sheffield Farms waiting for you. Guess who?
Well, it's marvelous. After 6 weeks through Italy, France, England, and finally in Ireland, when I saw the United States land in Manhattan, come into the harbor at Queenstown, with the red, white, and blue smokestacks, I felt happy. Twice as happy.
Do you have any idea who that was? You look a little worried, Arnold. He was a New Yorker. Are you a New
Yorker?
Sounds
like Al Smith.
Al Smith, he's right! A happy warrior! Hey, that's great. Give him the 10 silver dollars. Let's see, I'd like to hear this audience just once. Would you sing with me, East Side, West Side, remember it? Try it with me. East Side, West Side, all around. You sing it, Arnold, you know it.
Cosplay, ring me up, all the
holder, and we picked her out of the big, beautiful churn over here, the Sheffield churn. Tell us your name.
Mrs. Frank Cutler.
And where do you live, Mrs. Frank Cutler?
Franklin Square, New York.
Franklin Square, New York. Right in Manhattan.
No.
Huh?
Long Island.
Oh, in Long Island, Franklin Square. I didn't know that. What sort of a house do you live in, Mrs. Cutler?
Small house.
How many rooms?
5.
Do you have a hard time finding it?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you when you had a hard time finding it?
All over.
What does your husband do, Mrs. Cutler?
He's a home service salesman.
Home service salesman. Do you have a closet at home that reminds you of Fibber McGee, that you keep all kinds of junk in it?
That's right.
You do? Have you done your spring house cleaning yet?
Yes, all finished.
We've been refurnishing our hen house. Now the hens show real interest in their work. Do you know what we refurnished the hen house with?
No,
what? A rooster. Mrs. Cutler, how long have you been married?
22 years.
22 years. Where'd you go on your honeymoon?
Washington.
When you returned home, did your groom pick you up and carry you across the threshold?
That's right.
He did?
Yeah.
How much do you weigh then, Mrs. Cutler?
About 100.
What do you weigh now? Don't tell me. All right, Mrs. Cutler. We want you to play. I want you to listen to Guess Who now. And this is a glorious voice. It belongs to one of our finest concert artists. And now you may notice as we go along, all the records we play tonight are people who have appeared at Madison Square Garden. Like Al Smith made many appearances here. This person we want you to listen to made several appearances here. She's appeared at the Garden. Joe Ripley has the money. All you have to do is guess who. Are you? Now, listen. She was born in Philadelphia. Many triumphant European and American tours. And she's famous for the kind of song you just heard her sing. Spiritual. Negro spiritual. The most beautiful voice for my money today. A lovely contralto. She's appeared every place. Except in Washington. She had a little trouble, and they cleared that up already. Ah, oh, there's the cowbell. You didn't know that, Mrs. Cutler, did you? That was Marian Anderson. Marian Anderson. I'm sorry you didn't know that, but you know what we give? We give you, rather, two silver dollars, we add the other eight to the big milk payola. Thank you, Mrs. Cutler. That's a grand lady. Sorry you didn't know it. Oh, as we bring up our next contestant here, I must tell you that later on in the show, we're giving to our guests that are here in Madison Square Garden some silver anniversary Commodore models of the Garrod radio. We're giving away some prize-winning Lewitt three-way portable radios. They're beautiful radios. And also, we're going to have a big contest that we'll tell you about later. Now, here's the young fella stepping up here. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Talk for the next minute or so and tell us all about yourself. What's your name?
James E. Murray of 253 91st Street, Brooklyn.
Jimmy Murray from Brooklyn. Jimmy, what do you do for a living?
I'm a transfer agent for the New Jersey Zinc Company.
I see. Tell me, are you married?
Yes.
Is your wife polite?
Very.
Do you believe that equal rights and privileges between men and women cause men to be less gentlemanly than formerly? What a mouthful.
That's a nice question.
Well, now tell me, do you think men should tip their hats to women and give up their subway seats and open doors for women?
I should tip their hats.
You must ride the subway, huh, Jimmy?
That's right.
All right, that's fine. I'm going to make a fortune out of men and women someday. I'm going to ask Congress to put all the men on one big island, all the women on another big island. Then I'm going into the ferry boat business.
You make a lot of money.
Jimmy, we want you to play the game. You know what the game is?
I've heard it before.
What is it?
Guess Who.
Guess Who, the record we're going to play for you, we pick because it reminds us of an annual event that takes place here in the garden every year. However, we know you'll know the name of the song. We want you to tell us the name of the person who's singing it. The silver dollars are right here. Why don't you take them home with you? Guess Who.
Bye.
Oh, China, China,
is that Alice Faye?
Who did you say?
Alice Faye?
No, it's not Alice Faye. Keep playing. Listen again.
Love is April,
well, now, what's the name of the song? Harvest Moon. Isn't that right,
Shannon?
And they have a Harvest Moon Festival every year. The Daily News sponsors it,
right?
All right. Now, this young lady recently made a big comeback. Who's singing that?
Oh.
She made the song famous.
That's right.
She was on the Rudy Valley show a few times. She was with Eddie Cantor in a show called Whoopi. She was recently here at the Copacabana. And she's starting a new radio program this week. Everybody
I know her name, but I...
Oh, you can't. Come on. Did you eat dinner tonight?
No.
You didn't eat dinner?
No, I came up there.
That ruins that joke I was going to try to put in there. You don't know who it is, Jimmy? Ruth Edding. Ruth Edding. I'm so sorry. He tried hard. Give him the $2. We'll add the $8. Don't go away, Jimmy. Don't go away. We give you two, and you have a chance at the milk payola a little later. Is that all right?
Well,
I hope you win it. Give him a nice hand. Jimmy Murray from Brooklyn. Well, look what comes up here. The Army moves in here. How are you, sir?
Very good. How are you?
All right. It's Corporal, isn't that right?
Corporal is right.
Corporal Ben what?
Bishop.
Ben Bishop, where do you live?
Marshall, Texas.
Marshall, Texas. We're very proud of you here tonight at Madison Square Garden. You're representing all the soldiers that we have in here, all the men and all the services. And we're very proud that you're here with us. Now, how old are you, Ben?
20.
20? How long have you been in the Army?
About 2 years.
In all this crowd, have you recognized anybody you know?
Oh, not yet.
Not yet.
I haven't been here long enough.
You haven't been here long enough. Did you ever stand on a corner and try to recognize people you've known? Did you ever stand there and see...
You mean in New York?
In New York.
No, because I don't know many people in New York.
You don't know many people
in New York? Very seldom you meet them here.
I see. When you see a strange girl, how do you go about meeting her?
A strange girl?
Yeah.
How do I go about meeting her?
Yeah, what's your approach? Pretend I'm a strange girl. Go ahead. Give me a call. Oh, no! He just looked at me. He doesn't even want to approach me. When I was single, Ben, I always spoke to strange girls. Girls I already knew wouldn't speak to me. Now, Ben, you had that trouble too? Ben, we got some good Texas money here. Those silver Sheffield dollars for you. And we want you to tell us who this man is. You're going to hear his voice, and he certainly has made as many appearances here at the Garden as anyone I know. Hold out your hand. Hold it out. Aim it toward Joe Ripley, because he's the man with the money. And guess who? Here we go.
Well, I think you give the fight the toughest fight because I won the other fight in the... So I think it was the fourth round, so it must have been easiest. And out to Shelby, Montana, we went 15 rounds. It was a tough fight, and I think I was pretty lucky when I got the decision.
Did you get it? He gave you a definite hint in there, Ben. He said Shelby, Montana. He was in the Coast Guard.
I don't keep up with the fights.
I know, but this fellow was in the service, too. He was in the Coast Guard during the last war. He was born in Colorado, born in Manassas. They all know. The biggest day in his life was July 4th, 1919, in Toledo, Ohio. And he beat a fella, a great big guy, whose name was Jess. And he won the world championship heavyweight fight.
Who?
Who? Who did you say, Ben? They're all... Who is it, audience? That's right, Ben. Jack Dempsey. Okay. I wouldn't have you lose that. I wouldn't have you lose that. Take the 10, Ben.
I didn't win it.
You didn't win it?
I didn't win it.
I'll tell you what we want you to do. There's an honest man. All right. Comes up here and is that honest, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You say you didn't win it.
I
just think you were a little nervous up here.
I am.
You got a buddy out at the hospital where you're from?
I got several of them.
You got several of them?
Yes.
Well, if we give you 10, that won't go very far. Give them 20 and split it up with your friends. So be honest. Okay. Have a good time. I hope you win the jackpot too. Hey, boy. Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, I think it's about time for you to tell us about that good old Sheffield vitamin D homogenized milk.
Well, Happy, the folks at Sheffield talked to me about that, and I'll tell you what they said. They said, you know, Joe, thousands of folks are coming to the garden for this special celebration, and we want as many of them as possible to have a chance to win prizes. So here's what we'd like to do. Limit our commercials to just one word. That's all. Wait a minute.
You know what happened?
Wait a minute.
The alarm clock went off when Joe was reading the commercial. For goodness sakes. All right. Soldier, come up here. And the little girl, the next little girl. We don't know which one it would rightfully belong to because the alarm clock went off right between both of them. So we're going to give each one of them a lovely waffle wristwatch. We'll meet her in a minute. And here's one for the soldier. Do you like that, Ben?
I really do.
Ben, get out of the way. We fixed up the commercial real good that time. Thank you, Ben. Sit right down. You're quite welcome. All right, Joe, you were saying that you want to make it one word, the commercial.
That's all right.
A good word.
I can't tell you now, Happy. Right now, I want you to meet our next contestant. She's the little girl with that mighty shiny watch here. Her name is Pat Sweeney. Let me put
Hello,
the mic
Pat.
Down
put
for
Put the mic way down for her. Patricia, how are you? How old are you, Pat?
9.
You're 9 years old, and where do you live?
Elmhurst.
In Elmhurst, Long Island?
Yes.
And what do you do for, what does your father do for a living?
He's a policeman.
He's a what?
Policeman.
He's a policeman. Hey, I better be nice to you, hadn't I? Does he work nights or does he work days?
Nights.
He works nights. He isn't here with you tonight.
No.
Is your mother here?
Yes.
How did you happen to write into the contest? Did you listen that night?
Yes.
And you, who did you know it was?
Arthur.
And you wrote a letter, and you got your two red tickets.
My father wrote in.
Your father wrote in. Leave those cops. They're getting right in on it here. What's your father's first name?
Eugene.
Eugene? I thought with your name, Patricia, your name might be Pat. Now, tell me this, Patricia. You've just won a beautiful Waltham watch. Do you like it?
Yes.
You think it's pretty?
Yes.
Now, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A housewife.
You want to be a housewife. She wants to go to all the quiz shows. Do you read much, Patricia?
Yes.
You read? I wrote a book, but I wouldn't advise you to read it. Called The Five Little Pickled Peppers and How They Sobered Up. Now, Patricia, we want you to guess another record. And this time, if you guess correctly, there'll be 10 big silver dollars for you. We're going to play the voice of a fellow who doesn't often sing, but he's singing on this record. And to my knowledge, he has only made one appearance in Madison Square Garden. Oh, those pretty Sheffield dollars. Wouldn't you like to have 10 of them, Pat?
Yes.
All right, guess who then? Here we go. A fellow who doesn't often sing.
I got some old and money burning my jeans. Plenty of means to get by. It's good old old and money right here inside.
I think you know this fella. I think you've met him. I know you've seen him. I see a lot of him. There's a lot of them to see.
You.
Who is it?
You.
Me? How did you guess it, Pat? You're right. That's right. That happy Felton, that's me, and I was singing, which I very seldom do. That record's a good reason why I won't sing anymore. And Pat, because you knew who it was, you've won 10 silver Sheffy dollars. Are you happy the girl's nice?
Yes.
Thank you, Patricia. Here's a young fella here. He's from the Bronx. And what's your name?
Paul Walters.
Paul, where do you go to school?
Herman Ritter Junior High School.
Are you smart? All right, Mr. Sheffield, we'll pay you a round dollar for some square information. How long has Madison Square Garden been here? Guess.
20 years.
Very good. It was 22. Why is it called a Madison Square Garden? Why is it called Madison Square Garden?
Square.
What square? This? No, it's the oval right here. Why is it called Madison Square? Don't know? Well, you got $1 for the other one. The old garden was on Madison Square between 26th and 27th Street. It was opened in June 1890 and burned down in 1924. When were you born?
1934.
No wonder you didn't know it. All right. All right, now, we want to play. Do you have any pets at home?
No.
No pets?
Yes, right. I have a goldfish.
You have a goldfish?
Yes.
Does he bark?
No.
Doesn't bark. Okay. Now we're going to play the voice of a famous movie star who, strange as it seems, has made many successful appearances right under this very roof, Paul. The beautiful Sheffield Hours, so round, so firm, so nicely stacked, are here for you if you guess who.
I'm only doing what we always say we would. Take a kidding. I'm not interested in a career for myself. We're both going places, but they're going together. I don't believe a word of it.
You know who that is? It's a movie star. A lady, at present, she's in France. Been here at the garden many times. She's foreign born, Paul. She was born abroad, but she's now a United States citizen.
Oh, Ida Lupino?
No, it isn't Ida Lupino. I don't remember Ida Lupino being here at the garden. Oh, she can rings around you. Everybody's trying to tell you. Sonia, can't guess this?
Sonia Henny?
Who's Sonia Henny? Very good, Paul. Mrs. Catherine
Nethercott.
Nethercott? And what do you do, Mrs. Catherine Nethercott?
I teach school.
Teach school? A lot of children here tonight, Mrs. Nethercott. Tell me this. What grade in school do you teach?
The third grade.
Third grade where?
Up in the Bronx.
Up in the Bronx. Now tell me, as a teacher, do you believe that faces reveal character?
Very definitely.
Do you decide what you like or dislike, Catherine, by a person by looking at his face or by listening to his voice?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I
that's
do.
Not the answer. I mean, do you decide that you like or dislike them by their face?
No.
You don't? What do you decide on?
Well, various things, the way they react, things they say. Mm-hmm.
My little baby girl liked Joe Ripley's face the first time she saw it, especially his nose. She thought it was a pickle. Now, how many days a week do you listen to the radio?
Oh, every day.
And how many hours a day?
2 to 3, usually in the evening.
What do you listen to mostly?
Music.
Music? Mysteries?
Oh, yes. Mysteries.
Like sporting events?
Yes.
Quiz shows?
Yes. Anything.
Are you musically inclined?
Not very much.
I have quite a musical background. My old man used to spank me with a banjo. Mrs. Nethercott, how far did you go in school? Did you go to college?
I did.
What do you consider the marks of an educated person?
Well, that's hard to tell.
Their speech?
Yes, that's one of them. How they act is another one.
How they act. Where did you go to school, Mrs. Ethicott?
All in Manhattan.
Right in Manhattan?
That's right.
All right. Here's a lady that's heard in Manhattan and all over the country, and we want you to listen to her. This is a voice that's heard 5 days a week around noontime. She has a lot of admirers. In fact, they packed this garden for her one time a few years ago just to get a look at it. Now, if your ears don't fail you, we'll give you, not mail you, 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Guess who?
I really meant it when I said this story of a real American girl. You only made up your mind what you wanted, and then you went out there. You know the story that you listened to the past? She had $16 and maybe 75 cents a night.
Do you have any idea who that is?
No, I don't think I know.
She usually has a famous guest she chats with around noon. She's very likable, very intelligent. Yeah. She has many sponsors.
I do know I've heard her.
She always, they always call her by her first two names, never one of them.
Mary Margaret McBride.
Mary Margaret McBride. Mr. Sandercott has it. Very good. Tail off, and let's have this next man up here. His first name is George, and your last name?
Day.
George Day, what do you do for a living?
Truck driver.
A truck driver. What kind of truck do you drive?
Tractor trailer.
Are you married?
Yes, sir.
Any children?
Two.
Twins. Two children. Well, now the folks out of Sheffield Dairy told me to give you a silver dollar if you can answer this question. Why is butter churned in the summer?
Than butter churned in the winter.
A deeper yellow than butter churned in the winter.
There's more fat from the cow in the ingredients they use.
In the ingredients the cows use?
In the ingredients they get from the cows.
Now that's right. We give you the dollar for the reason that answer is very good. In summer, the cows eat fresh green grass. In winter, they eat barn food, Wheaties, stuff like that, you know? Tell me, George, you're a pretty big man. Does your weight vary?
No, sir.
What do you weigh?
260.
You're just a boy.
Yes,
sir. What's the heaviest you've ever been?
275.
I think Joe Ripley's going to have to gain weight. When he showed me his new summer suit, I said, Joe, that's the first suit I ever saw with buttons down the back. So those aren't buttons, that's my spine. Joe, we're going to play... Where were you? All right. Here we go now. The music you're going to hear was directed by a famous composer and band leader. I'm not sure whether he ever appeared in this garden, but I'm sure he appeared in the old garden. We're going to give you the greatest project ever put out, and it's by the government silver dollar. So you guess who? George Day. Come on, give me a guess. The first name, he was a band leader. His first name was John.
John?
He composed that march you just heard.
John Kildare.
John Kildare, that's Dr. Kildare. Forget him. The cowbell rang. It was John Philip Sousa. Sorry you didn't know that. Give you two, and we'll add the rest of the money in the jackpot. Sit down, George, and we'll all have a chance at it. Here we go, contestants. Time now for our big Sheffield milk payola. In it tonight, there are $124. If more than one contestant, we divide it up. If no one guesses correctly, we carry it over to next week. Here we go. They're going to play for you contestants three of the most famous jingles or singing commercials on the air. In each record, we have eliminated the name of the product. We want you to write down the name of the product. You must get all three to win. Here we go. That's the first one you have to write down the name of the product. Don't let anybody look at your card now. Here's number two coming up. Now you have two of them. They were easy. Here's the third one. Write down the name of the product. You must get all three to win. Here we go.
Abby Sackey's going to pay all the winners. He's going to miss that one-word commercial. If you're ready, here it is. The word is Sheffield. That's all you need, because Sheffield is your assurance of top quality, absolute purity, and delicious country fresh flavor in milk and other fine dairy products. Happy, how many winners do we have?
For goodness sakes, there's two I didn't even get to there. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them. I can't even read their names. Here's what they were. Pepsi, Cola, Rinso White, Mission Bell Wine. We'll divide up the money. This is your Sheffield Milton and Happy Felton saying good night, everybody.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.